Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm KYW's Dave Uram with the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, recapping 31-15 loss to the Buccaneers to end the season. Merrill, what was that like calling that yesterday?
It was tough. It was tough. It was a playoff game. We have a lot of anticipation, and it went as badly for the Eagles as it possibly could. You'll remember, and I'm not patting myself on the chest, and I'm not saying what a great vision I had, because I think a lot of us felt the same way. My first key to you when you asked me to give the keys to the game the other day was, if you win the coin toss, take the football. You want to keep Tom Brady off the field as long as possible. I think that would have gotten the game off to a better start, but you know, ultimately, it wouldn't make any difference because the Eagles were so outplayed. Thoroughly. They were totally beaten by the Tampa Bay Bucs, so that might have been a better way to get it started, but ultimately the result probably would have been the same.
Merrill, that was your 42nd postseason game that you've called, 42nd Eagles postseason game. Where does it rank amongst them?
There were others that were perhaps more disappointing because they meant more. I'm talking about the Tampa Bay game, ironically, that closed the vet back in 2002. But this one was right down there as one that was so disappointing.
Do you feel it was embarrassing?
I think it was, in a sense, when a game is that one-sided, when you're really not in it. I mean, I felt myself, and you know how much I enjoy doing these games, but I felt myself saying in the third quarter, well, there were 4 minutes and 32 seconds left in the third quarter, hurry. I'm waiting for the clock to run out because for people pulling for the Eagles, it is sheer agony.
To me, they seemed unprepared from the jump. Do you agree with that statement?
I don't want to get into the preparation of the game because it's tough to know how they prepared and what went on once the game began. I certainly think they were outmanned.
What do you think this game's going to do for the future of Jalen Hurts? How do you think it will affect it?
He certainly didn't have a good game. I think all in all, he had a very good season. It's up to them to evaluate. I was very high on Jalen Hurts, and I'm not going to let one game totally influence my decision, but it certainly was not a good performance by Jalen Hurts. It wasn't a good performance by anybody. Andy Reid used to have a statement that there are enough pieces of the pie to go around, meaning that everybody deserves part of the blame.
What do you make at this point of wide receiver punt returner Jalen Reagor?
It's really, at this point, not even worth commenting about. Because I think we all know what we've seen, and it is a problem.
What about the futures of Jason Kelce, Fletcher Cox, Rodney McLeod, and Derek Barnett? Four Eagles who were on the Super Bowl team. All four futures, I think, are uncertain. Kelce could retire. Who knows what's going to happen to Fletch? Rodney's about to be a free agent. Same thing with Derek Barnett. What do you make of their futures, Merrill?
All of us want Jason Kelce back. He is still playing football at a very high level. But each year, he doesn't give a decision. He says he has to think it over. He has to weigh everything, the pros, the cons. I hope ultimately that he is back because he is a very big part of all the good things that happened with this team.
And what about Fletch, Rodney, and Derek?
That's up for the Eagles to decide. I think Derek Barnett is somebody who is in a contract year, and I would be surprised to see him come back. I don't know about Rodney McLeod. He saved the Washington game, and he's still a good football player. As far as Fletcher Cox is concerned, he did not really have a Fletcher Cox type of season, and yesterday he certainly didn't make an impact.
Merrill, I'll close with this. I'll let you give some closing thoughts on the season. Overall, how do you assess it, including yesterday's disappointing end?
It's tough to be analytical today because there's so much emotion involved. Separating the emotion from what I saw throughout the season, it was a team that few expected to win more than five or six games. They did win nine games. I don't care about the weakness of the schedule. You play the teams that are on the schedule, and they certainly had some highlights. However, they got into the playoffs, and they did not play like a playoff team. So overall, going 9-8, getting to the playoffs was fun for all of us, but the ending was very, very disappointing.
They have a lot to improve. It's going to be very interesting to see what they do with their three, which I don't think's ever happened before. I could be mistaken, but I don't remember.
No, I can't remember them ever having three first-round draft picks. But, you know, I am an advocate. If you have to trade two of those first-round picks to move into the top 10, they must get a playmaker. They must get a defensive playmaker, a difference maker in that first round.
I don't think anybody would disagree with you on that, Merrill. Merrill, it was a privilege to speak with you throughout the season. I really appreciate it. Thank you for your insight. Thank you for getting up early. Great 45th season for you. Another great season with Mike Quick, you and Mike in the booth. Have a wonderful, safe offseason, and looking forward to what the future brings.
Thank you, Dave. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Thanks, Merrill. That is the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.